This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman. Radio show with your host, Alan Ellis. Alan Ellis here, the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Oh, by the way, get out, stay out, and stay safe. We kind of went out in a blur at the end of the last hour, but here we are at the beginning of this hour, so it's like a commercial that I didn't do. I had to do a make good on my closing remark. Right, Pat? That's right. That was kind of confusing to me. But anyway, we have Charles, as promised, in Baltimore. Good morning, Charles.
Good morning.
How's my friend, the most interesting man in the world, this morning?
I'm going to tell you about penguins.
Okay.
And I did a research on penguins. I took a number of trips to Madagascar, which is now called Malagasy.
Right.
And I wanted to understand why penguins swim and crawl on land, and I wrote a rather lengthy dissertation on this subject.
Right.
And I ruined all the 3 years of research by the Cornell University, who was doing a research on the food that these penguins ate.
Now, Cornell, they're the bird people, right? Cornell Lab?
Yeah, they did a very massive research on lemurs. And lemurs are going to probably disappear in another 25 years because of the destruction of their habitat.
Right.
And I took into there to, in order to attract penguins, I took in bunches of bananas, and they don't get bananas. And I fed them bananas, and when it was found out that I was feeding them bananas, they were doing the research on the feces of the penguin, and I ruined all their research because I had been feeding them.
Good job, Charles.
And,
they learned something new, didn't they?
They learned a new recipe that the penguins, that the lemurs were eating.
Yes.
And lemurs grew as big as 6 feet, and I wanted to do a research on their anatomy, and the Madagascar people would not let me see any of them, and they had the skeletons.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did a lot of work there. It was all fun work. And I have hundreds of pictures of me with lemurs all over me. And the people there would not let me do any research on them and wouldn't let me see them.
Mm-hmm.
I did the same thing on penguins. Penguins at one time grew as big as 6 feet.
Yes.
And they wouldn't let me see them either when I went there to do my papers. And I have all the pictures of these things, and people today will never know that penguins grew 6 feet and lemurs grew 6 feet.
6 foot tall lemur. That had to be formidable.
It was very interesting, and lemurs are the sweetest animal I ever met.
Sure.
In the wild. The females run the entire troop, and They are very sweet, and they very seldom ever have a parasite on them.
Really?
Yeah. They're not infested.
That's amazing.
With anything. And they are
unlike chimpanzees.
No. And they're so lovable, you just can't but be attracted to them.
Very good. Charles, I appreciate the call. I always appreciate hearing from you.
Well, that's kind of you.
So I thank you again, and you have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There he goes. Let's talk to Billy. Good morning, Billy. How are things in Pasadena?
Oh, they're doing good today. It's a beautiful day down here. I just called to let you know that them boys are catching some big crabs up in Curtis Bay by the Coast Guard yard.
Right.
Will not eat them.
Nope.
Where they're coming from out of the chemicals.
Nope.
But I saw a friend of mine down there yesterday, and he just, them crabs were so big and pretty. Couldn't believe it, but just not interested in eating them.
Well, you know, it would be interesting if they would actually do a study, because those crabs are going into market.
Right.
And it would be actually very interesting if somebody in the department would take a look at that, and you know, maybe we can get some more money from Barbara Mikulski that saved the crab population here in Maryland, apparently. Maybe we could get some more money from the federal government to find out what we're eating exactly with a crab coming out of Curtis Bay.
But you know what? Last year, a friend of mine opened up a bunch of the crabs, and they were so white in there, the filters and everything.
Yeah.
They were clean, and they were nice looking, but I got enough health problems. I don't need no more.
Well, who knows? And I don't. And they may be perfectly fine, but I'm with you. I know they're coming out of Curtis Bay. I'm not eating them.
Right.
You know, I got enough places to get crabs or find crabs out of the Chester or out of the Miles River or you know, down Hooper's Island or, you know, where I know the crabs are coming from that I'm not that anxious to eat that crab out of Curtis Bay, unfortunately.
Right.
But a lot of people do, you know?
Yeah. So. Oh, yeah. I mean, I got a friend of mine named Gordon, and he's out there every couple days crabbing, and he feeds them to his family, and he eats them like crazy.
Well, you know, so it is what it is. So have you seen a copy of the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine yet?
No, sir, I have not.
Well, stop by Fishbones over there in Pasadena. You know where he is, right? Fishbones Bait and Tackle?
I grew up my whole life with him.
Well, there you go. You know? He's got them. Stop in there and get them if you like crabs. You'll love that magazine.
Have you talked to him lately? How's he doing with his leg?
Bud's doing good. He got scheduled for surgery in August. He was at Hopkins the other day, and they got him all set up, ready to go.
Good. I hope everything goes good for him. And yeah, he's been a pretty good friend of all my life.
Well, there you go. Yep.
And so. The other thing is, I don't like to ask you to do this, but there's a guy that listens to you, and they call him the Clapper Flapper. And he was in the hospital, and they nicknamed him that. And I've been telling him, I'm going to call in and have you tell him hi over the air.
Okay, the Clapper Flapper, huh?
Yeah,
I'm not even going to ask you what that means. Okay, so don't even go there. But hey, Mr. Clapper Flapper, appreciate you listening, and I hope you get better. I hope you're doing well, buddy. We'll keep you in our thoughts and prayers.
There's four of us that know about this Clapper Flapper.
Yeah,
and you can ask all four of us what it means, and nobody knows what it means.
Okay,
or why he got stuck with that name. But and I tell you what, I love your show, and it's, you know, when I can get up on Saturday morning, I get up and ride around and listen to you, and then I go home and go back to bed.
Well, Billy, I greatly appreciate that. Stop in and see our buddy, Bud, over there at Fishbones Bait and Tackle. Pick up a copy of the magazine.
I plan on doing that real shortly.
All right, Billy.
You have a good weekend and enjoy it.
Thanks, man.
And thank you very much for all you do for the fishing and the crabbing and the hunting.
You got it, buddy. Thanks,
Billy.
You're
a good man, so thank you very much.
All right, man. Bye-bye. Take care. See ya. Bye-bye. There he goes. Let's talk to Don in Stony Beach. Good morning, Don. How are you?
Hey, doing well. I want to, again, thank you for a great show. We wish that you were on just a little bit later.
Yeah, I hear that a lot. Yeah.
But our friend down at Fishbones, I went to visit him last week.
Yeah.
After after I spoke to you and about the catfish.
Yeah.
Catfish are still up here in the just south of the Key Bridge.
Let me tell you something. There's some big flathead catfish. Talked to a guy up in Conowingo the other day, and if you like big catfish, the big old flatheads, 30, 40, 50 pounds are being caught in the upper Susquehanna, and guys with cut bait are just hauling them in. So if you like big catfish, those flatheads are good, and they're delicious to eat from what I understand.
Wow.
And a big fight. So
I haven't tried that, but about the crab situation.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're familiar with Cox Creek.
Yeah.
Just south of the, well, near the power plant there.
Yeah.
South of Curse, but we catch some big crabs in there. I used to tell my friends that that's where the big old crabs go to die.
Yeah. Well, it could be.
Big, not Wye River size. But,
yeah.
But and finally, I want to just thank you for a great magazine.
We
picked up a couple copies.
Good.
We put them through the house. It's just the right place where you can sit down and read it, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know exactly, and that's why we write the stories the length that we do. So you're only in there for that amount of time to read one story a day.
Yeah, just a great magazine. And thanks again, as the previous caller said, all you do. And take care. Have a good weekend.
All right, buddy. Well, if you see Bud, tell him I said hello. We're doing this commercial series coming up, so
okay.
He's a good guy. Thank you very much.
Okay.
All right, man. Care. See ya. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right. We're going to take a short break. Well, yeah, we are, but it's time for me to tell you about the Maryland Fishing Challenge. You could win great prizes, like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop, or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, even prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour as well. From now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland cetacean-sized fish or crab and certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, in the tidal rivers, in Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast that qualify for the award. So stop by your local fishing citation center, check out the fishing rule book, or visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2013 Maryland Fishing Challenge. And don't forget, Diamond Jim is a tagged rockfish swimming in the Chesapeake Bay waiting to take your bait. Whether it's your spot, your chum, your trolling lure, whatever it might be, if you catch a rockfish with a bright green tag, keep that tag in the fish. Call the number on the tag so that that fish can be checked. You might just have won a $10,000 prize. And even if you caught an imposter, he's worth $500. So it's a good deal all the way around. That's the Maryland Fishing Challenge. Visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the information, your local citation center, or your fishing rule book. Are you feeling lucky? For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. Fishbones has all you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report in the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573. That's 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. 1-800-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm Marcy Norton. It's always smart to stick to a budget, but financial planners disagree on the best budgeting strategies. Those who advocate tracking your spending every day say that strategy provides a crucial reality check, ensuring that savers stay on course. Those who prefer tracking spending over a shorter period, like a few months, argue that people tend to fall off the wagon with long-term tracking. The basic argument for scrupulously recording everything you spend is discipline. Recording every expenditure forces you to be aware of where your money goes. Tracking everything also helps with long-term planning. It's easier to identify where you can cut back. The big argument for going short-term is simple. Long-term tracking is just too hard for a lot of people to maintain. It takes more time and honesty than many people can muster, so they tend to fib on spending or they burn out and stop tracking their activity altogether. Even tracking expenses for a few months can jolt people into being more careful with their spending. This is the Wall Street Journal Report.
What if someone invented a way to find the perfect brand new car that didn't involve driving from new car dealership to new car dealership? Well, AutoTrader.com did. By searching our immense inventory of actual new cars for sale, you can see which dealers have the exact 2013 sedan you want. Plus, see who has the best price and compare offers in your area like cashback or low APR, so you can find which dealership has your perfect car and the best deal before ever leaving the house. AutoTrader.com, the ultimate new car marketplace.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's W-I-X.com.
Talk Radio.
6 8 WCBM. All right, let's talk to Andy over in Catonsville. Good morning, Andy. How you doing?
Morning, Alan. Hey, thank you for the photos in the magazine.
Oh, you're welcome.
A lot of compliments for sending some of those copies down to New Bern, North Carolina, so you may expand your market.
That's good. That's good. I just got an email from a listener right now that's sending some to North Carolina. So yeah. We would be more than glad to expand that into other states and be more than glad to teach people how to do it and train them on how to do a magazine, whether it's Marilyn Loves Crabs or one of the hunting quarterlies, you know.
There's a lot of legwork goes behind that.
Well, yeah, there is a lot of legwork. I just turned over 93,000 miles on my 2011 Ford, so.
But it's good for 300.
No, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. So by the time I put 300 on it, it'll be paid off. Maybe not. So we'll see.
Transmission fluid and all the fluids.
I got you.
You know.
Yep.
Yeah, but it's a right, nice magazine. Had a lot of compliments on it and everything. And,
yep.
I was fishing the other day out at Poplar Island, and my anchor started dragging. And for the first time since I've been going out there, I pulled up two live oysters.
Really?
And they had little tiny crabs. I had an illegal crab on the boat. It must have been as big as a pinhead. So it kind of shows the cycle of life. And they had some little bloodworms on them.
Mayworms, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. The spot fishing was really great out there. But in Eastern Bay, the outfitters go out. I mean, the guides and take guys using fly rods and all. And I guess the one guy had anywhere from oh, a couple dozen 18 to 24 inch rock, you know, that they released, and,
yeah,
and they kept quite a few, and all they use is artificial bait.
Oh yeah, yep.
You know?
Yeah, we fished a power plant last year, and in June, and there's a couple of places there where you can get in with a fly rod, and the drift is just right with the current coming out of the pipe and that type of thing. There's places down there that we watched one guy who was anchored there, and he just caught fish after fish after fish, caught and released, caught and released, caught and released on fly rod.
So. I got out of those 12-inch rock, but I did notice in Eastern Bay, anything on the bottom seemed to be perch and hardheads. There are bigger perch in Eastern Bay, maybe 13, 14 inches.
That's nice fish.
And some big hardheads. Out at Poplar, it was just loaded with spot, which is a good, a good sign.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that the rockfish are like right in between. I mean, anything on the bottom is, your perch or your croaker and all, but the rocks seem to be everywhere, right in between.
Yep.
So maybe it's going to be a good year.
Let's hope so. Well, it has been so far. Been a pretty good year on the rockfish. I know that. So.
Yeah. Well, the last time, the first time I went to go, my batteries were down. The next time I went, the wind was blowing out of the southeast, so I got over towards Tillman Point, and one of my rods started going out and out, and I had fire line on it, and I thought, geez, I got the bottom where I got to skate.
Right.
Finally, no net, got it to the back of the boat by the motor. You could have put a football in the rockfish's mouth.
Oh, my gosh.
That would have been. And there, my boat is low in the transom. I was going to try to reach down. I didn't have the boat hooked. And just as I did, he just kind of flipped the hook and left.
Oh, man. Big old rockfish.
He had to be in the 20s, I guess.
Yeah. Good for you.
But he had to hook, So that's my fishing story. And, incidentally, that Linex material works great on aluminum boats.
Oh, yeah, it does.
You can get it different. They can do it in different colors.
Yes, they can.
And some people might say, because we sealed on that old aluminum boat of mine. We sealed the bottom.
Yeah.
Got it in white and tinted it gray.
Yeah.
And the old boat is like twice the thickness of a new aluminum boat that you'd get.
Right.
And it worked very, very well. But they can do the insides.
Oh, they can do the whole inside. And, the thing is, if you do your seats with that Linex material, if you have aluminum boat and you do your seats, the seats, even if you spray the black material on there, the seat actually stays cooler to the touch than the aluminum.
I don't have to be putting a cushion under myself all the time.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, exactly right. And it does. They do clean up easy. You can hose them right out. So
yeah, they can tint that material.
Oh yeah, they can make it any color you want. They have that. They have the Linex Premium that they use the color chart on your. On your motor to match your truck bed. There was a beautiful green Ford, beautiful dark, dark, dark green Ford in there the other day at Bay Linex at Glen Burnie when I stopped by to see Bobby, and he had matched the bed perfectly with it. So, you can do exact same color. You can do a contrast. You can do whatever you want. So.
Hey, we did real good up at that Fish in the Barrel you recommended up off of Norrisville Road.
Oh, good. Good.
That's a real nice facility, especially taking kids and stuff.
Yep. Oh, yep. Good. Okay, good. Glad to hear
it. Okay, hey, have a good one.
All right, Andy, thanks.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Yeah. There he goes, Andy. Andy has a couple pictures of in Marilyn Loves Crabs, and you'll have to either go online to mdlovescrabs.com or to pick up a copy to see the pictures that Andy's got in there. Some nice crabs and a story about a seagull. So 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. 1-800-922-6680 is the phone number. Easy way to remember the phone number is WCBM 680. It's our call letters, WCBM, that you're listening to, 680 on your AM dial. And that's our phone number. WCBM 680 is 922-6680. So that's how you do it. If you want to email me today during the show or after, the email address is ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. You could go to ellisoutdoors.com, and you'll see icons there for the radio show, and that takes you to the radio show page. A lot of personal information there about me, and that's where you find the podcast for the show that you can listen to 24/7. And you also have Marilyn Loves Crabs on there. You click on that. That takes you to the Marilyn Loves Crabs website. And Marilyn Hunting Quarterly, which is also part of the Ellis Outdoors group. So you can check all that out and go right online to one website and click on and get to all of them. So let's talk to Lauren in Gettysburg. Good morning, Lauren. How are you?
Hey, Ellis. doing? I'm doing really well. I'm out here with two of my pals driving down from Gettysburg at the little town of Harney, Maryland.
Harney, I know where that is, sure.
Oh, man, I love that little town.
Yep, right between between Taneytown and Gettysburg.
Yeah. Yeah, and we're doing a field day for Maryland Hunter Safety.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that amazing? And there's some guys getting in their cars, drinking a hot coffee, and driving to Harney this morning, and we're going to have a really good time together teaching them how to stay safe in the woods.
Well, that sounds like a plan. Yes, sir.
It does.
Yep.
If now, I had more time, I'd have to throw a fishing pole in the back and hook up with Jimmy Gronau, and we'd slip on down to the Monoxy and catch a few bluegills.
Did you happen to see the latest issue of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, the summer issue? And you can pick it up right there in Harney. Yeah. There's a DA Bow Shop there that has it. But your old buddy Vic McCallum wrote an article, and you know who Vic is, don't you?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Okay, Vic wrote an article about what's in your survival kit, and he talks about just basic stuff that you need to take, fire starters. One of the easiest things, and you probably know this, the easiest things that somebody can carry with them to start a fire in case of an emergency is hand sanitizer.
Now, that is really interesting. Is that a petroleum-based product?
It's alcohol-based. Alcohol-based. You can't buy the alcohol-free, but you buy the alcohol-based product, and you carry it. You know, you can seal it up and carry it with you in the pack. It's very convenient to use. Squirt a little bit of that on your dry tinder, and you can light it, and it'll work just fine.
That's pretty good.
Yep.
That's really good.
So
the other thing that we ought to remind our listeners is those fall restraint systems. You know, that are really comfortable and convenient. You know, like I have one that's kind of a vest.
Yeah.
And the problem is if you actually fall out of a tree stand and you're hanging there, do you have a loop that you could put your leg into so you can take pressure off your chest?
Yeah, you have to do that. Yep.
Yeah, that's a real important upgrade to that whole system.
Well, the prussic knot system where you tie that prussic knot you tie a rope off on a tree, and then you tie the prussic knot and attach it to your body. And if you would happen to fall, you could actually lower yourself to the ground with that prussic knot without the danger of you know what happens is you risk in the harnesses, even the best harness, you risk cutting off circulation to your legs, and and you can create other problems like that. But you know, any time I'm in a tree, you know, you got to wear that harness. I've got a couple of them. I've got the Hunter Safety System, which is too big for me now since I lost all the weight. And yeah, it is. I mean, I'd fall right through it. So I went and bought I bought one. Now Tree Spider makes one. The one I like is the Gorilla, which is the one I have. And so I recommend to anybody, and they haven't made a mandatory yet in Maryland. They've talked about it a few times, especially after, I think it was 2 years ago, we had 3 fatalities of people falling from tree stands and didn't have anything. That's just not too smart. So,
yeah, I read the other day the list of hunting accidents from last season in Maryland.
Yeah.
And it's very revealing because the vast majority of them relate to falls out of tree stands.
Falls out of tree stands, exactly right. Yep, number one.
Right.
Number one.
Yeah.
So. All right. Well, Lauren, you have a great day. Keep those guys safe in the woods, will you?
All right. I'll work at it.
Thank
you so much. Have a good day.
All right. You got it. Take care.
Bye-bye.
There he goes. Let's talk to Treadmill Johnny. Good morning, Treadmill Johnny. How are you?
I haven't talked to you in a while. Got a highly technical question now.
Okay.
Get ready for this one. When I see a turtle that's crossing the road, I'll stop my truck and I'll get out and I'll pick it up and I'll, you know, make sure that nobody...
Yeah, help it along. Right. I did that twice 2 weeks ago. Yep.
I got you. Now, we just had this huge turtle. I don't know if it's an alligator snapping turtle to lay its eggs in our garden.
Right.
My question is this. Do we have alligator snapping turtles in Maryland, or is this just a big turtle? And again, once they're hatched, they go into the woods, right?
Yeah, you don't have to really worry too much about where they're going to go. They'll seek water. you've got a stream nearby, they'll seek that out. And that's where the mom is right now. She's probably sitting down there in the bottom of the stream somewhere. But, yeah, that big female snapping turtle. No, they're not an alligator snapping turtle.
Gotcha.
No, they're just a standard snapping turtle, but they can take a finger off.
Right. Now, the other thing, a friend of mine told me when you pick up a turtle, they have a tendency to carry salmonella bacteria.
In their mouth, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so what I would do is if you're going to pick up a turtle, I would certainly try to put on a pair of gloves, although I picked up many of them without. But make sure you pick them up by the tail and hold them away from your body and be ready to drop them because they can curl around and attempt to bite you. And once a snapping turtle locks down, he's not letting go. Yeah. So, you know, you can pick them up at the tail, but be cognizant of the fact that that turtle can use that tail as leverage and don't let the front of it touch anything or he's going to come back on you. Just hold them out away from your body. Hold them out away from your body. Take them over and drop them in the woods. What are you going to do with them anyway if you catch them, pick them up by the tail?
I'm not going to do anything.
Right. I saw one the other day. I saw one the other day that was about, the shell was about, front to back, I'm going to say was 28 inches, something like that, front to back. Whoa. Side to side was probably another 20 or so inches, maybe a little wider than that. And that turtle weighed 60 some pounds. It was just under 5 feet long front to back.
And this was in Maryland?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they get 50, 60 pounds.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's a big turtle.
That's a big turtle.
Now do you know how they feed? Are you familiar with how a snapping turtle will feed?
No.
Okay. What a snapping turtle does is they will lay on the bottom of a stream or on the bottom of an impoundment.
That's the tongue, right?
What?
They open their mouth and stick out their tongue or something?
They open their mouth. Right. Yeah, they don't necessarily stick out their tongue, but there's an appendage on their tongue, okay, that looks like a little worm wiggling. And they actually use it. It's like bait. And when a fish sees that thing moving around and says, oh, what is that, a bug, a worm, what is that? The fish comes over and takes a look. They're so fast, they can snatch a fish right out of the water just like that.
Wow.
Yeah, with their mouth. I mean, they don't catch them any other way. That's the only way they do catch them. And they are quick. And they can extend that neck. They can extend that neck out of that shell about, I don't know, depending on the size of the turtle, 6 to 10 inches maybe, something like that, underwater in a flash. Yeah. So don't be, you know, turtle man, okay?
Turtle man.
Yeah, leave that to the experts.
I just the small box turtles that I see just crossing the street, and the reason I do that, I've seen a couple of people actually run a turtle down. Why, I don't know.
Who knows why? People are stupid. They're ignorant and they're stupid and they don't understand anything. And what you have this time of year, and I saw it on the shore not far from Hooper's Island, you had the diamondback terrapins. They were all over the place. You had box turtles out, especially after a rain. They're out there eating worms off the road, and you know the little turtles are making their way to find their, you know, find their territory where they're going to be comfortable. And but the big diamondbacks, I mean, I saw diamondbacks that were, you know, a foot long, and they were all over the place. And I saw them, you know, 4 or 5 inches long. But I guess in 3 hours I was down there within 10 miles of Hooper's Island, I would say I probably saw 10 or 12 turtles on the road.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, it's a time of year. They're laying their eggs. And one of our listeners, Tom, has been sending me photos of painted turtles laying their eggs, you know, out in the woods that he explores here in Baltimore County. So,
okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, but good question. And snapping turtles are, I mean, they're harvested for food and they're harvested for their eggs. There's, you know, people who harvest their eggs for commercial uses. But, you know, if you got them in your garden, let them go. Let them expand and enjoy their lives. So
if I just leave them alone.
Leave them alone.
All right, man. Take care.
All right. Thanks, Treadmill Johnny. See ya.
All right.
Bye-bye. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Let me tell you about our buddies at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. Yes, indeed, they have firearms. They have all the firearms for home protection, for personal safety. They also have all the hunting firearms, too. They specialize in Browning firearms. They have the full-line Browning dealer. They've got the 725, you know, Sporting Clays model, the what's it called? Satori, C-I-T-O-R-I. They've got that. They've got the BPS pump shotgun. They've got the all the Magnum shotguns for waterfowl hunting and all the Mossy Oak camo and that type of thing, if that's what you like. They've got the high-powered rifles, the X-Bolt, and they even have some A-Bolts left over and all the high-power calibers. But if you're into hunting and you're into firearms, well, stop by Clyde Sports Shop. They have all the fishing tackle, too. Rod and reel repair. Complete gunsmithing services. Scope mounting and bore sighting. I've had many scopes mounted there, and they bore sight them, and they get them pretty close. You take them to the range, and you fine-tune them, and you're good to go. But check it out. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. The website is ClydeSports.com, and the fishing hotline is 247-FISH, 247-3474. We played the fishing report in the first hour, but you can call that number 24-7 and find out where the fish are biting this week. Clyde's Sports Shop. That's right. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and last longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner. Hey, we're back. Okay, let me tell you about Papa John's Farm. Summer, that's started yesterday. Time for picnics and family get-togethers and camping trips. Summer is corn on the cob, steamed crabs, and fresh tomatoes. Summer is cold, juicy melons. That's right. Schillinger family at Papa John's Farm likes to steam their crabs with their corn on the cob for a great family dinner. Mmm, boy, you put the crabs in the steamer, you put the seasoning on there, you throw a dozen ears of corn on top, you put the seasoning on there, steam them up. Oh, can't beat it. If you enjoy your time outdoors with great tasting food, I like to recommend Papa John's Farm in Severn. At their enormous produce barn, they have their own tasty, super sweet corn on the cob, homegrown tomatoes. They're ready to go. There's squash, zucchini, peppers, onions, green beans, cucumbers, and much, much more. Mouthwatering cantaloupes and sweet watermelons, too. Papa John's Farm, located just off I-97. That's exit 12, New Cut Road. 8065 New Cut Road in Severn is their address if you're going to GPS it. 410-969-8810. Papa John's Farm is open every day, Monday to Saturday from 9 to 7 and Sunday 9 to 6. That phone number again, 410-969-8810. Visit Schillinger's Papa John's Farm. It'll grow on you. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yes! Here comes Amos! Now Amos Moses was a Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. They hunted alligator for living. They just knock him in the head with a stump. The Louisiana law gonna get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy. Now everybody blamed his old man for making him mean as a snake. When Amos Moses was a boy, his daddy would use him for alligator bait. Tie a rope around his waist and throw him in the swamp. Alligator bait in the Louisiana Bayou.
All right, let's see here. We got Pat in Baltimore and Pat in Harford County. Let's talk to Pat in Baltimore about snapping turtle eggs. Good morning, Pat.
Hi. How long do they incubate? We had one come up from the stream. I live in a condo in Baltimore City.
Yeah.
And it was really interesting to watch her dig her hole and all that.
Yeah, they do that. Boy, I wish I had the answer to that.
No, I looked in the encyclopedia and it didn't say. So it was just really interested. I was planning to call you and listening to your show, and someone called in about snappers.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to know. So, I mean, it's right where by the sidewalk.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, they do, wherever it's convenient for them to dig.
The first time we found it was digging up a flower bed. Nobody knew what it was. You know, what it was doing, so put it back in the stream.
Uh-huh.
And then I looked it up in the encyclopedia, and I said, oh, she'll be back. And sure enough, next morning, she was back digging another hole.
All right. Well, here we are. Let's see. The peak laying season is June and July. The female can hold sperm for several seasons, using as necessary. Females travel over land to find sandy soil in which to lay their eggs, often some distance from the water. After digging a hole, the female typically deposits 25 to 80 eggs each year, guiding them into the nest with her hind feet and covering them with sand for incubation and protection. Here's your answer.
Oh, good.
Incubation time is temperature dependent, ranging from 9 to 18 weeks.
Oh.
So it's a long time.
Long time.
In cooler climates, hatchlings overwinter in the nest.
Oh, but darn.
According to Wikipedia.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you. Bye-bye. There she goes. Pat in Harford County, good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm good. What's up?
I didn't call to throw cold water on anyone's business.
But you're going to try, aren't you?
No. But I just don't see where... With the economy the way it is and all, and I work 6 days, about 70 hours a week, and I've been doing it for 50 years now.
Yeah.
And I don't see where people get the time. It just amazes me. And
Pat, you're looking at it through your prism. You know, you are. And, there's guys out there that work a variety of jobs. You know, some of them are independent contractors. Some of them are self-employed like I am, and it all depends on your priority. You know what, hunting season's here, whether you pick up a bow, whether you pick up a crossbow, whether you pick up a muzzleloader, a shotgun, or a high-powered rifle, you make the time. You take the time off of work. You schedule the time off of work, and there's guys that do that for fishing, too. It's all about what's important to you. Pat, apparently what's important to you is working 70 hours a week. I don't know what you do to smell the roses, but
well, I don't mean to.
No, I'm not picking on you. I'm not picking on you, but I'm saying I don't know what you do to smell the roses.
Well, I just work, but
that's what I'm talking about. There's more to life. There's more to life than doing that, whether it's taking a walk in the woods or fishing or hunting or backpacking or hiking or kayaking or whatever it might be, whatever decompresses you, you know. And if you're always on, have you ever had a time when you just said, I don't want to do this anymore? Have you ever burned out in your occupation?
Oh, no. I'm 71, and I don't, ever since I got out of the Marine Corps, I've been doing this, and I don't want to, I've never hunted or fished.
Right.
I don't have anything against anybody.
No, I'm not saying that you do, but I'm saying it's how most of us that do it have grown up in it. You know, I mean, I've been chasing squirrels with a BB gun and birds since I was 10 years old. You know, and that's what I love to be out in the woods. I've been fishing since I was five, and it's all, you know, it's all in what's in your makeup, what's in your priority. And
sure.
And you know what? I like looking at birds just as much as I like shooting anything. I like seeing different species and understanding their habits and learning about reptiles and amphibians and the whole natural world. It's part of my makeup. It's what I do. And yes,
yeah, I don't disagree with you. I'm amazed that in this day and time people have the time to be able to take off. I'm just surprised.
Huh. Well, you know, like I said, Pat, you're looking at it through your own prism.
Yeah.
You know, you're looking at it the prism of your life as being the yardstick, and it's not necessarily. You know, I mean, I see these.
Right there.
Well, no, it's not. I mean, look, you got firefighters that work 4 days and then are off three, or work four and off four. You know,
yeah.
And if a lot of those guys like to enjoy the outdoors, they like to fish and crab and hunt, and there's only so much yard work you can do. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know what I'm getting at, really, though, in the long run, I think what happens is, like you just mentioned, firefighters, and I've got 10 brothers and sisters, and some of them are policemen and firefighters and all, but it comes a time when it seems like they either run out of money or they need money for something, and I get the phone call, and I said, well, why don't you get a second job? A second job? Oh, my God.
Well, you know what, Pat, that's your family. I mean, if you got a bunch of, you know, somewhere in their makeup, some of them became moochers and some of them became workers.
Like,
I mean, seriously, I don't know how to answer. I don't know how to answer these questions exactly, but I'm saying it's
right.
in my prism. You know, I've always been interested in the outdoors. Always, always,
well,
always.
I'm interested, but I just, you know,
well,
participate. Yeah.
Pat, you're 71, and you got to smell the roses somewhere along the line. That work isn't everything. I'm guessing you probably have enough money now.
Yeah,
maybe you don't. Maybe you have a different type of problem. Maybe you're a gambler. I don't know. Maybe you. Maybe
you're right,
maybe,
I have enough.
Hey, look. When I was younger, I spent 90% of my money on wine, women, and song, and then the rest of it I wasted. But you just. but what I'm saying is, there's more to life than the pursuit of lucre, that's for sure.
Yeah, I guess
so. So, I mean, you know, you got to find something to decompress. I don't know what it is in your life. I don't care to know. But a lot of people enjoy the outdoors, and they just like getting out there. Good, bad, or indifferent, it's the experience. It's not necessarily the catch or the kill. But,
I agree.
You know, so I'm just saying it. It's all in your perspective. You're looking at it through one set of lenses, where you know money's the most important thing to you, and making it and is the most important thing to you. I like to make money too. You know, I just said not that long ago, I put 93,000 miles on my pickup truck. That's what I do to make money. Publish my magazines and sell advertising. But I'm.
Well, I know the feeling. Yeah.
You know, but I'm all over the state. Yesterday, I was over. I learned some fascinating stuff yesterday. I was over in on the Eastern Shore in, where was I? Let me think. Federalsburg. Okay?
Oh, yeah, sure.
You know where Federalsburg is, outside of Easton there?
About, on the Eastern Shore.
Yeah, about 20 miles from Easton. Well, one of the largest employers in Federalsburg, or in Maryland, on the Lower Eastern Shore, is Maryland Plastics.
That's right.
And Maryland Plastics makes so many different products. But I learned that Maryland Plastics during World War II employed many, many people, and you know what they made?
Maybe ammunition?
Nope. They made all the buttons for all the military uniforms.
Yeah.
And you know what they made them out of?
No.
Oyster shells.
Come to think of it, I have seen that. Yeah.
I mean, it fascinating. You walk through their parking lot, and there's little flecks of oyster shells there that are left over from World War II and the manufacturing that they've done there.
Beta Shoe, if you remember them.
Who's that?
Beta Shoe.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. That's not a little too far from there.
Anymore. Oh yeah, up in off of Pulaski Highway.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know where you are.
Well, I have a place on the Eastern Shore, and I've only been there once in 40 years.
Right.
Go back and look at it, I guess.
Yeah. Wow. Well, you know what? It's all in the priorities, you know?
Yeah, I agree with that part.
I just got an email referring to your call.
Okay.
a listener said, nobody ever had, I wish I had worked more on their tombstone.
Oh, I don't think that's true. I don't mind working. I like it, as a matter of fact.
Well, that's your deal. I'd sooner take a couple of days off and go fishing, or go up to Canada and go bear hunting, or go to Maine and do some duck hunting or whatever.
You know, I couldn't do it if I wanted to. I just couldn't.
Yep. Really, well, I appreciate your call. I appreciate your point of view.
I like your show, by the way. Really, I listen to it every Saturday morning on my way to work.
Well, I appreciate that. Thanks, Pat.
Thank you.
See you, buddy.
Bye bye.
I feel bad for that guy. I really do. But that's me. 410 WCB. Oh, we're almost out of time. Let me tell you about Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. If it's fishing or hunting related, they've got it. They got fishing tackle. They got firearms. They got ammunition. They got muzzle loaders. They got gunsmithing services, scope mounting, gun repair. They've got rod and reel repair. If you want to replace a tip or guides, they have reel repair, too, that they do right there. You can check them out online, too, if you'd like. ClydeSports.com. ClydeSports.com. The phone number, 410-242-6108 at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Or you can visit the fishing hotline at 247-FISH, 247-3474. And don't forget, it's time, if you're going out this weekend, excuse me, it's time for the Maryland Fishing Challenge. 60 species of fish all over the state, in tidal rivers, in freshwater, Chesapeake Bay, and on the coast to qualify. Check out the information in your fishing rule book that came with your license, or go online at www.dnr.maryland.gov, or check it out at your local fishing citation center, which is usually your local sporting goods store. And don't forget, Diamond Jim's out there swimming around Chesapeake Bay. He might eat a live spot this weekend. He might eat some chum, or he might be attracted to a trolling lure. Either way, if you catch Diamond Jim, he's worth $10,000. If you catch one of his imposter friends, they're worth $500. Catch a rockfish with a bright green spaghetti tag sticking out of its belly? Well, don't take out that tag. Call that number. On the tag, you might just have won $10,000. So, question is, are you feeling lucky? Could you be the winner of the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer package from Bass Pro, or thousands in tackle from Bill's Sporting Goods, Bill's Outdoor Centers, or prizes from the World Fishing Network and Under Armour? Well, only you'll know, only if you go fishing. It's the Maryland Fishing Challenge, dnr.maryland.gov. So, there's the music. We enjoyed all your phone calls today. Reach me, Ellis, at ellisoutdoors.com. Like the Outdoorsman Radio Show on Facebook. Like Maryland Loves Crabs. Like the Maryland Hunting Quarterly.